Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today, I'll be talking about a meeting I had just a few days ago. I actually met two saints who live in Canada. I greet you from Arizona. Yes, I am in Arizona as I record this, and I have been for most of the past week. I'm a delegate to General Synod of the Reformed Church in America. I am gathered with elders and ministers from all around North America. It's wonderful to meet other Christians from different parts of the continent and hear the perspectives that they bring, the life experiences, biographies, and social contexts of many of these delegates are very different from mine. I have multiple conversations with people who started out as strangers but are people that I'd wished I had known all my life. They have amazing stories of faith to tell. Perhaps the people that I've enjoyed meeting the most are Richard and Kathy Reeson from Ontario, Canada. We met them on the first evening in Arizona. For decades, they have been faithful members of the Reformed Church in America, but in recent years, they have found more ways to act out their Christian faith in tangible ways. They are witnesses in word and deed, in ways that most of us only dream about. More than 2 years ago, the Russian army invaded Ukraine. Obviously, this displaced many Ukrainian civilians. One published report that I have read estimates that 6 million Ukrainians have left their nation because of this conflict. I'm in awe of the work of the various refugee agencies that help to settle these people into new lives. One report that I have read indicates that there are almost 287,000 Ukrainian refugees in Canada as of March 2024. The Reeson family saw the refugees arrive and set out to work helping these people to establish new lives in safety and security. They live in the town of Windsor, Ontario, and have helped 15 families. What work do they need to do? Well, health cards need to be obtained, as do work permits and social security numbers. Apartments must be rented and furnished. At one point, this couple and their family members acknowledged that their family really needed nothing more. Instead of giving Christmas gifts to themselves, they gave gifts to the families of the new refugees who needed more than the members of the Reeson family needed. This is certainly honorable and blessed Christian work, but this is not the first time that Richard and Kathy have done such work. For years, these two have worked to raise money for a school in Uganda with the organization SAKU, Save the Children of Uganda. This fundraising helps sustain a school for 207 boys and girls in the place, as well as running two shelters for homeless children, one for each gender. They've even traveled from Canada to Uganda to oversee this work. Perhaps many of us think that saints are only historical figures and have long since passed on from the earth. I beg to differ. Real saints exist now but are often too modest for us to know about them. I have had the privilege of meeting two of them just a few days ago, and I'm glad I did. I'll be praying for them, and I'll be asking myself the important question, how can I do more to show a better example of Christ's service? Please say prayers for Richard and Kathy. And as they do this godly work, if you are able, contribute money toward this work as well. Well, this concludes this edition of Pastor Mark Cast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is a worthy try and effort. When we do so, we benefit all those around us and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my website, www.markwilliamennis.com.